Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Happy Tuesday for you. It's Tony Curry here on Tony Curry Radio. Expecting some storms later on down here in the south, later on this afternoon. I hope you're safe and healthy and all that good stuff. Big week. We got Halloween coming up on Monday. We were going to do a gig down at Workplay. We had a problem with some scheduling, so we're going to reschedule that Halloween party. Obviously, it's a Halloween party, so we're going to do something in December, so maybe we'll turn it into a Christmas party. But our good friend David Merlin, who is a paranormal illusionist, a fantastic guy. He's been on AGT. He's been with Penn and Teller. Guy's known around the world. He'll be a big part of our big plans coming up here a little bit later in December, so check out Workplay and Workplay.com for more details. Speaking of Halloween, I want to talk about a Halloween conundrum, if you will, in just a second here. I want to wish Katy Perry a happy 38th birthday today. Bobby Knight turns 82 today. And Brian Kelly. I've known Brian for a long period of time. He's a Cincinnati guy. And obviously was at Notre Dame and now at LSU. And having quite the success, he's lost two games this year, one to Tennessee, and everyone's losing to Tennessee, in his first game of the year against FSU where they lost 24-23. And I'm saying it right now, November 5th will be for the West. Alabama, LSU, whoever wins that game is going to win the West. I think Ole Miss is going to fall off. But it's going to be very, very interesting coming up November 5th. All of a sudden, LSU, Alabama, not to say that it didn't always mean something, but this game's going to be a monster. Steve McClinton, good morning to you, man. Richard Evans, how are you? So I saw this story. Halloween is a very interesting holiday, if you will, when it comes to relationships. I've always felt like, you know, a lot of times people are like, if I can make it through this Christmas with this particular girl or guy, if I can make it through this birthday, this anniversary, this tragedy, whatever's going on, if I can make it through this, Halloween is, I think, is the most important holiday, and I'll explain. If you can get through a Halloween with your significant other, depending on how long you've been dating that person, it will say a lot about your relationship, and here is why. There's a woman who posted something on Instagram. And evidently she's been dating this guy. She didn't say how long she's been dating this guy, but it can't be for very long. And evidently she wanted to go out for a Halloween party a couple nights ago with her friends. And obviously this guy said, well, can I go? And she's like, no, I'm going out with my girlfriends. And there's red flag number one. He's like, well, why can't I go? And it's like, well, you're not invited. So there's red flag number one. When you want to go out with your girlfriends or the guys want to go out with their guys and you don't understand why they want to have some alone time or go do their own thing, there's a problem there. So that was problem number one. Second problem is she took a picture of her costume. Her costume, she dressed up as a dead Playboy bunny. So she had the Playboy bunny suit on. She had the blood coming out of the side of her mouth. Kind of morbid, but I mean, we got people dressing up as Jeffrey Dahmer right now, for God's sakes. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty lame, right? So evidently, she took a video of herself and she sent it to her boyfriend. And he's like, you're not going to wear that, are you? You're not going to wear that outside the house, are you? And he goes, I can see your ass. So evidently, she had a Playboy bunny suit on. She had leggings on. She had leotards on. And then she had some push-up thing, but she wasn't really showing a whole lot. Quite frankly, it could have been a lot worse. I'll put it that way. So evidently, so he's like, you're not going to wear that. You're going to wear some pants, right? Well, if she's like, no. And he's like, oh, well, where are you going to be? Because I'd like to hang out with you. And she's like, I already told you, I don't want you hanging out with me on Halloween. So here's the thing on Halloween, and we're going to talk about this on Fox 6. Margaret Bailey, good morning to you. We're going to talk about this on Fox 6 coming up on Thursday morning with Janice Rogers and Mike Deverly. Halloween says a lot about people. Sometimes you may know someone as kind of a stick in the mud, kind of a laid back, kind of a mellow, kind of calm person. Next thing you know, they're wearing something crazy for Halloween. It's like their alter ego comes out. It's crazy. I always say there's two nights of the year where women can wear whatever they want and pull it off. That is Halloween and New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, if you're wearing some plunging thing or some really short thing, normally if you're wearing that on a Saturday night, you're probably looked upon as being a little slutty. But if you're wearing it on New Year's Eve, it's classy, right? On Halloween, you see women and men, to an extent, wear whatever they want because they can. They're allowed to. They can do whatever they want to do on Halloween. They can wear whatever they want on Halloween, and they can pull it off because it's not really them. It's Halloween. It's kind of like the whole mascot thing. That's why you see a bunch of losers, and I know because I was a mascot. You see a bunch of people that can't get out of their shell, can't get into their own personality, and they feel so much more comfortable putting on this mask or this giant Scooby-Doo head. And next thing you know, they're doing crazy, wild, crazy things, right? I guarantee you the guy who's the Philly fanatic is a loser. But because he's the Philly fanatic, he can pull all these things off because it's not really him. When you're dressed up for Halloween, that's what happens. So if you're in the process of maybe courting someone or you're in a relationship with somebody, whether it's 2 weeks or 2 years, and for some reason on Halloween, you just ain't getting along, that's a red flag. First of all, I give you a pass. You wear whatever you want for Halloween as long as you got your clothes on. I mean, I don't want you walking around naked down Lynn Park on Halloween night on Monday. But for the most part, you wear whatever you want on Halloween. That's just the way it is. And depending on how the guy or the girl reacts to what you're wearing should tell you a lot about that particular situation and that relationship. Think about it. How many times have you guys out there gone out with a woman and then you see her wearing something, you're like, whoa, French maid outfit. Gee, I thought that was just something for me. I'd never realized that this is something. Well, it's Halloween, just for a couple hours. You know, I found it in the closet, something I've always wanted to do. Instead of pounding on them, getting jealous and being insecure with yourself because you can't dress up as the Incredible Hulk because you got like 30 pounds around your belly, embrace it a little bit. Maybe this is a side of them you haven't seen before, and maybe this is a side you can go ahead and look into a little bit more. Halloween can be fun. I'm not a date guy on Halloween. I've worked like 35, 36 different Halloween parties in my life. I never really had a date. I think the last couple of Halloween parties I went to with my ex-wife, we went because it was a couple kind of thing, and so we did that, but it wasn't a party. But if you're out in bars or restaurants or whatever, and you're having a good time at a Halloween party, Halloween outfits can say a lot about people. Think about it. Think how many times you've seen that woman or that guy, and they seem to be really mundane and kind of laid back, and they really don't get into it. But on Halloween, man, all of a sudden something comes out of them. All of a sudden they're wearing some crazy stuff. I mean, it's nuts. Linda Factory, good morning to you, baby doll. My sister, Robbie Glenn, good morning to you, too. Happy birthday to you, my man, in your family. Happy birthday, Robbie Glenn's family. So the next time something like that happens, and again, I don't want to sit there and tell you that if you want to wear something that's very revealing for Halloween and your mate doesn't like it, I'm not saying that it's the end all, but it does tell you a lot about that particular person. First of all, it's only for a couple hours. Maybe there is this darker, deeper sexual side that you want to get into. Maybe it's something you discuss with your partner, but I don't think you ever have to sit there and say, as a woman, and by the way, she broke up with the guy. He started driving around town trying to find her. She evidently switched outfits. She took her outfit off and switched it with a guy who was dressed up as an egg, and then all of a sudden the guy said, well, you must be cheating on me because what woman changes outfits with another dude? And she's like, you asked me to not wear this, and now I'm changing into an egg, and now you're saying I'm cheating on you. Who knows? My point being this, if in fact you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't like what they're wearing for Halloween, maybe it's the first or second Halloween, check it back, let them have their fun, stay out of their way. If it ain't meant to be, it ain't meant to be. It's the way it is. Some people in Halloween, man, some people go all out for Halloween. I don't know about you. Halloween used to be 200 or 300 kids come to the door and you were good to go and you sat there and you give out candy. Then, of course, we got into the adult aspects of Halloween parties, which I did extensively. I had probably one of the biggest Halloween parties in the history of Birmingham at Stagger Lee's one night. I think we had like 4,000 people there. It was unbelievable. We used to give away thousands and thousands of dollars in cash and prizes for Halloween costumes. And then it gets to that point where it's kind of like, hey, I'm 50 years old. Do I really want to go out to a Halloween party? And do I want to be dressed up as a Playboy Playmate? Just a thought. Run for your lives if you got someone that's got an issue with your Halloween costume contest. And don't feel like you need to tell them. It's your Halloween costume. You wear what you want to wear. If they don't like it, then probably not right for you. All right, we got this Halloween party coming up, and it's going to be postponed. So we're going to do that a little later on in December. I did some more shows yesterday on Tony Curry Radio. We did a great show called Need to Know with Kip Kiefer, one of our most listened to podcasts. It's a great show, a 30-minute show with Kip Kiefer and Need to Know. We did Students of the Game, three guys sitting around talking about college, professional football, and the NBA. We did Dark Side of the Pooch, which is one of my favorite shows with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. Great pet show. We talked about cats with three eyelids. We talked about dogs getting seizures. We talked about our dogs and cats messing up our climate control, our situation with climate control. We got on all kinds of great stuff. And then, of course, we also did another wonderful show. We're going to be doing one with Mark Ingram, by the way, a little bit later on this week. It's going to be great, called the UAB Director's Chair. We have Juan Abet. We have Austin Hanks and Blues Almighty. Oh, I was listening yesterday, by the way, at 4 o'clock. and I was listening to Damon Johnson's show. I love that show. It's a show that I co-hosted with him. We got about 10 or 15 shows in the bank, and yesterday did his top six songs that he first learned on guitar. It was killer. It was great. You can hear all these shows. Go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast, and you can check that out and listen to all of our shows. You can do it on Spotify as well. Robbie Glenn, morning, brother, wife, and ladies, going as Tinkerbell and other characters. Never seen Tinkerbell look like. Yeah, see? See, that's all right. But some dudes aren't really into that, man. Like you can dress like that for me, but I don't want to see you outside this house dressed like that. And again, it depends on how long you've been dating somebody. If you're married to that person, did you just meet them? But you can learn a lot about a person. I would say that you learn more about an individual on how they dress and what they do for Halloween than probably any other day of the year. If you can get through a Halloween and you're like, I'm cool with this. Some dudes are into it, man. They want their girlfriends or wives to dress up as strippers. That's fine. That's your thing. And if you're okay with that, that's fine. You're probably very secure in your own being. But if you're one of those dudes that's dressing up as a pilot or something, you know, and you're like, whatever, next thing you know, your wife's walking around, you know, dressed up as a French maid, you may have a conversation coming up. Just a thought. Happy Halloween to you a little early. Hope you have a fantastic week. Download that TKR app, TKR app, Tony Curry Radio. You get that through Android and Apple. Also available, of course, on Google Play and Alexa. And make sure you check out our podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Coosa Valley Auto Sale. Howdy ho to those fine folks. I've been talking to Al Cooper, one of our great sponsors. Driscoll Gray Accounting Services do a fantastic job. Chris Dorsey, State Farm Team, I love you. Budweiser. Been doing stuff with Budweiser for 40 years. I love those fine folks. The Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. The Montgomery Food Bank, covering 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. Michael Coleman did a great show with him yesterday called Mission Minded, formerly the Jimmy Hill Mission. I want to thank those fine folks. Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. They're going to be hosting our big AC/DC Live Wire Wednesday show going on tomorrow night. We have another show with Seth Smith coming up called Home Field Advantage. Looking forward to doing that show. So great shows, great clients, and everyone that's been involved with us. We greatly appreciate you, and I love you. Mwah. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. We'll check in tomorrow.